advantage of. So maybe this is just a wake-up call to all of us, is that we need to be, you know, have a, or work on that relationship with our law enforcement officers, just so we know, you know, what's being trained, who they're bringing in. So that is why I included that. The next one is LEOJ. Paul has asked, hoping we'd get to it before he left, he's asked to be released from his involvement. Oh, there you are. Oh, right there. Oh, I was looking for you over here. So is that a,
still pending.
Okay, still pending. So should we pass on it for right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll skip LEOJ for now.
That's good.
We'll okay. have somebody there.
Okay. All right, then. UCDA's offer of help, that's indicated James has just reached out, and I did, before I committed anything or, you know, what they could do for us, I'm just, is there anything that the council would like UCDAA to help us with? I think, you know, we identified one reaching out and seeing, you know, in terms of the county, maybe the smaller counties, how many users we've got for case management system, but any guidance on that? Okay, if you have some, let me know. Now we're down to other business, and Wayne has asked if he could.
Oh, yeah, Wayne, if you would, please.
Certainly, thank you. I'm Wayne Jones at the Attorney General's office. I prosecute for the Secure Strike Force, which stands for the Statewide Enforcement of Crimes Involving Undocumented Residents. And a specific part of our legislative mandate is the apprehension and prosecution of individuals and entities who traffic in false identification documents. And by that I mean mostly counterfeit Social Security cards and permanent resident cards, green cards. I just wanted to make you aware, I realize I'm not on the agenda, but I wanted to make you aware that I'm spearheading a proposal to amend our forgery statute as it pertains to false identification document trafficking. It's a relatively modest change, but I think it would really help the Strike Force in what we're trying to accomplish and hopefully help you as well. And I just wanted to see if there was any feedback or to see if any of your offices are prosecuting these kinds of cases intensively, and if so, I have my information here and I'll pass out, and I'd encourage you to have them contact me if they have anything they want to say about it. But basically, what I'm proposing is this. The statute as it currently reads says, makes it a crime to transfer an identification document or false identification document. And what I'm proposing is to amend it by six words and have it read transfer or possesses with intent to transfer. These documents are distributed in a similar fashion to controlled substances. Often it's difficult to prove completed transfers. And so I'm proposing that amendment. Also, I think it makes it parallel to the provision that's already there that makes it a crime to possess document-making implements with intent to produce false identification documents. So it would track that provision that already exists in the code. So I just wanted to make you aware of that. I've brought handouts with the proposed language. I've got a stack of cards, and then I have some supporting documents that talk about what the bill does, and also a fact sheet that talks about the impact on society and on children. So if it's okay to pass those around, mm-hmm. I'd like to do that, and I appreciate your time, and any comments that you might have, please, I encourage you to direct them to me.
Thank you.
Let's see this.
Next meeting. Looks like we've got it set for April 13th right here.
Right before spring conference.
Almost feels like it's already April 13th. We wish it were April 13th, right?
You know, snow again this year for spring conference.
Oh, thanks,
Andy. Where is spring conference?
What was the date?
Sheraton, April 13th at 10:30.
Same place.
Yeah.
The UNC conference?
Pardon me? No, it's in conjunction with spring conference.
So spring is the 14th.
14th and 15th.
We still don't have a place for the meeting, if anybody. Were we accepting Vernal for?
Oh, yeah. For Vernal for fall?
For fall.
Yes.
But we need, a June meeting. We haven't set that.
No.
We can do that now, or we can wait till April and do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's generally the one that's not in conjunction with the conference, and it's usually some.
Yeah, June's not in conjunction with anything.
We've been to Morgan the last two times. No, no, no Vernal in June.
No Vernal in June.
Nothing against Vernal.
Thank you. Okay, so think about it for April. We'll make that decision in April. Is there anything else that we haven't beat to death today? Those of you that started with UCDAA this morning, you have had a very long day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parking stamps are right over there on that corner. Make sure that you have enough if you're parked in our.
We have to have a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. Done. Thank you.